2307C. Hello, how are you doing today? Open your tape support material book to tape 2307C, figure 1. Today, we're going to do something different. In the book, you studied about theaters and the American Indian. Well, today we're going to go to a movie theater. First, though, we need to find out what's on. So I'll call the theater to find out. Hello, is this the Central Movie Theater?
Yes, it is. May I help you?
Yes, please. Could you tell me what's playing today?
Yes. Right now we're showing The American Indian. It'll be on until Friday.
What time does it start?
We have shows at 2 o'clock, 4:30, 7 o'clock, and 9:30 p.m. Anything else?
No. Thank you very much. Hey, what do you think? What time shall we go? Oh, no. I've already forgotten the time of the showings. Do you remember? Maybe we'd better call again. But I don't want to talk this time. You call. Just say exactly what I did. You start the telephone conversation when the woman says hello. Look at figure 1. You will see on the first line what you'll say. When the woman answers the telephone at the theater, talk to her. Begin with the first line. Then listen to the answer on the tape, say the second line, and so on. Okay? Do you understand? When you hear hello, begin with the first line that says hello. Is this the Central Movie Theater? Okay, let's begin.
Hello. Yes, it is. May I help you? Yes, right now we're showing The American Indian. It'll be on until Friday. We have shows at 2 o'clock, 4:30, 7 o'clock, and 9:30 p.m. Anything else? Thank you.
That was very good. You called the movie theater and got the information we needed. Let's see now exactly what you found out. I hope you remember. What time did the woman say the show starts? Write the times in the four blanks at the bottom of figure 1, next to the word times. Did you remember? There were four different shows, weren't there? And they started at 2 o'clock, 4:30, 7 o'clock, and 9:30 p.m. Did you write the four times in those four spaces? Let me repeat those four times for you again. Listen. They were 2 o'clock, 4:30, 7 o'clock, and 9:30 p.m. Now I have another question for you. Let's see if you can remember the answer. What did the woman say was playing? Did you say The American Indian? That's correct. In figure 1 at the bottom, there are three blank spaces next to the word movie. Write in the words The American Indian. Do it now. Did you finish? Did you spell American correctly? It's capital A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N. And Indian is capital I-N-D-I-A-N. I hope you were able to remember all that. Now look at figure 2. Here you see a diagram of the Central Movie Theater. Now look carefully at the diagram and tell me how many rows of seats there are. Are there 11 rows or 20? There are 11 rows of seats. And how many aisles separate the rows? Are there 2 aisles, 3 aisles, or 4 aisles? If you said 2 aisles, that's the correct answer. There are 2 aisles separating the rows of seats. Now look at the aisle that is closer to the right in Figure 2. Do you see the capital letter M followed by a blank space? Good. In that blank space, write the word aisle. Aisle, A-I-S-L-E. Boy, that sure isn't spelled like it sounds, is it? Okay, next, let's count the number of seats in each row. Let's see. Each row has seat A, seat B, C, D, E, F, and so on. Go ahead and count them, and then tell me how many seats there are in each row. How many did you count? Are there 8? No, that's not correct. There are 11 seats in each row. 11 is the correct answer. We said now that there are 11 rows and 11 seats in each row. The next question is then, how many people can the theater hold? In other words, what's the capacity of the theater? How many seats are there in the theater for the people to sit in? Are you going to multiply, add, or subtract to find the answer? The correct answer is multiply. Go ahead then and multiply 11 by 11. When you get the answer, write it in the blank space at the bottom of Figure 2 after the word capacity. Now multiply 11 by 11. Finished? What's your answer? The correct answer is 121. I hope you got that. So at the bottom of Figure 2, you should have written capacity, 121 people. Look at the seats in the theater again. Some people have already arrived for the 2 o'clock show. In the second row, there is Tom in seat 2D. Do you see the circle with a T in it for Tom? Put your pencil on the T for Tom in row 2. Now look in the same row, row 2, for Ellen. Do you see the letter E for Ellen? Ellen is in seat 2F. And Mrs. Yates, her mother, is in seat 2G. Do you see the letter Y for Mrs. Yates? Now you know that each letter in the row stands for a person. Look at row 6 now. How many people are there already in row 6? There are 5 people. Right now, there are only 5 people in row 6. Where is Bob? In seat 6B or seat 6C? Edward is in seat 6C, sitting next to Bob, who is in seat 6B. Do you see Norman and Don at the extreme right of row 6? Look for N and D for Norman and Don. Are they sitting together or apart? They're sitting together. They must be friends. Hey, look at the back of the theater, near the place where soft drinks and popcorn are sold. The Hunt family just came in the door. By the way, what do you call that back part of the theater? It starts with the letter L. If you said lobby, you're right. The Hunt family is still back in the lobby. Now I want you to write the word lobby in the blank space after the capital letter L. The blank space is in the lobby itself. Do you see it? Okay. Write down the word lobby. Lobby. L-O-B-B-Y. It's time for the Hunt family to sit down. The movie is about to begin. They bought their tickets outside at the box office. Now who will show the Hunts to their seats? The usher or the cashier? The usher will show them to their seats. One more question for you. What does the ticket taker give back to the people? Is it the stage or the stub? If you said the stub, you're right. It's the stub that the ticket taker returns. The stage is the front part of the theater where the movie screen is. Do you see the stage? What is the letter of the stage? Did you say N? Now imagine you're the usher. You show the Hunts to their seats. Quickly. The lights are blinking. The movie's coming on. Take them to row 4. Harry Hunt is in seat 4E. Write the letter H for Harry in seat 4E. Put Upton in seat 4F next to Harry. Put Nancy in 4G. And Tina next to her in 4H. Do it now. Write the capital letters H, U, N, and T. You have 20 seconds. You should be finished. The Hunts should now be sitting in row 4. First, H, Harry. Next, U, Upton. Third, N, Nancy. And last, T, Tina. H, U, N, T. Hunt. Are they in their seats? Okay. The show has already begun. Now turn to figure 3. This is your program at the top of figure 3. I'll give you 60 seconds to look it over carefully. Then I'm going to ask you some questions about it. Study the program now. Now look at the bottom of figure 3. You see some groups of words or phrases. I'll ask you questions about the program above, and for each question, you circle the best answer, A, B, or C. Ready? Here's the first one. Number one. What's playing at the movie theater? Number two. How big is the cast? Three. Who is starring? Four. What will you see about the Hopi Indians? Five. What do you think the Plains Indians hunted? Six. How do you think the Eastern Indians traveled? Seven. How much must children pay? Eight. What is the movie about? That was the last question. Let's check to see what you circled. Put an X next to any wrong answer. In number one, you should have circled C, the American Indian. I asked, what's playing at the movie theater? So, you should have given the name of the movie that's playing. For number two, the answer is A, thousands of people. My question was, how big is the cast? In figure three, the program says, with a cast of thousands. This means, thousands of people were in the movie. The answer for number three is A, Robert Redhorse and Mary Waters. The question I asked was, who is starring? In number four, you should have circled C, what village life is like. I asked, what will you see about the Hopi Indians? The answer is right in the program. For number five, the correct answer is B, Buffalo. My question was, what do you think the Plains Indians hunted? Again, the answer is in the program. The correct answer for number six is A, by canoe. I asked, how do you think the Eastern Indians traveled? For number seven, the answer is B, full price. I asked the question, how much must children pay? The note at the end of the program tells you children must pay full price. And for the last one, number eight, the correct answer is C, how the Indian really was and is. My question in number eight was, what is the movie about? Again, the answer is right in the program. Did you answer all eight questions correctly? If you did, that's very good. You had to read carefully and listen very closely. Sometimes that's not easy. Be sure now to write down the number you got correct at the bottom of figure three. The movie has been going on for about 5 or 6 minutes now. As always, though, there are some people who arrive late. Go back to figure two. Have you found figure two again? Five people have just come into the theater. Again, you are the usher, so you'll need to show them to their seats. First, put Ann, capital A, in row six in seat 6D. Did you write capital A next to capital R? That's Roy, Ann's brother. Now put Andy, also capital A, in row 6, in seat 6I, next to N and D, Norman and Don. They're all three friends. Don't forget to write capital A in seat 6I. Now seat the last three people. Put Al, again capital A, in row 8, in seat 8E, between his friends. Now put Henry, capital H, in row 2, in seat 2E, near the screen, between Tom and Ellen. Last of all, put Helen, again capital H, in row 8, in seat 8H, on the aisle. There. You've finished seating everyone. Is everyone in the right seat now? Let's check and see. Remember, you put Henry, capital H, in row 2, seat E. Is he there? Is he sitting between Tom and Ellen? You put Anne, capital A, in row 6, seat D. Is she there? You put Andy, capital A, in row 6, seat I. You put Al, capital A, in row 8, seat E. And you put Helen, capital H, also in row 8, in seat H. Everybody should be in the movie theater now, watching the movie. Do you know how many people there are? Count them and tell me. You have 15 seconds. How many people are there in the theater? The correct answer is 24. Hey, look! The movie is showing the Eastern Indians now. Shh! Be quiet. I can't hear. What did they say the Eastern Indians do? Do you know? Look carefully again at figure 2. Look at the people in the theater. Ask them. Maybe they can tell you what the Eastern Indians do. Did you find out what the answer to my question is? I'll help you. What word do you see written in row 2? The word is they, T-H-E-Y. Now, what about row 4? What do you see? The word is hunt, H-U-N-T. Now, you should be able to answer my question. What do the Eastern Indians do? Did you say they hunt bear and catch fish? That's the right answer. See, if you want to know what the Indians do, you can find out from the people in the theater. Now turn to figure 4. Here you see another movie theater with a lot of people in it. Not all of the seats are occupied, however. Many people are still waiting in the lobby. I'm going to ask you some questions and then tell you which row of people you must ask to get the answer. You may have to bring some people in from the lobby to get the complete answer, though. Let's do the first one together. The first question. What do we call the time when we take a break between two parts of a long movie or play? Ask rows 1 and 2. Now, if you look at rows 1 and 2 in the movie theater in Figure 4, you see the letters I-N blank, E-R-M-I blank, S-I blank, N. You must now bring in two letters from the lobby. So now bring in the capital T, S, and O from the lobby and put them in the empty seats in rows 1 and 2. Have you written the three capital letters in the correct places? Okay, now you should have the answer. I asked you, what do we call the time when we take a break between two parts of a long movie or play? The answer is in rows 1 and 2. Intermission. Do you see how to do it? Before we continue, let's go back and put an X through the three capital letters in the lobby. They're not in the lobby anymore. They're in rows 1 and 2. Put an X through the letters S, T, and O. Put X's now. Now let's go ahead with the rest of the questions. Remember, listen carefully. Ask the rows I tell you to, and bring in the missing letters from the lobby. Here we go. The second question. Ask rows 3 and 4. Listen. What do the Indians use horses and canoes for? Ask rows 3 and 4. The third question. Ask row 5. What's another word that means to grow plants? The fourth question. Ask row 6. What kind of people were the Indians when Columbus discovered America? The fifth question. Ask rows 7 and 8. What's another name for everything around you? The sixth question. Ask row 9. What do actors and actresses wear in a movie? And the seventh question. Ask row 10. What do we call the person who directs the music? Were you able to answer all the questions and spell the answers correctly? I'll read the answers quickly so you can check. In rows 1 and 2, the answer is intermission. In rows 3 and 4, the answer is transportation. Row 5 is cultivate. Row 6 is primitive. In rows 7 and 8, the answer is environment. Row 9 is costumes. And row 10 is conductor. If you need any additional help, ask your instructor. Now do the tape evaluation exercise. This is the end of tape 2307C.